31-68 post-game comments from head coach Mike White, brought to you by First Choice Personnel. And, Mike, all I can say is young pups don't give up, do they?
They don't. They have heart. They have motors. They have character. Resolve. They persevered. Raheem Appleby and Kenny Smith were unbelievable. Carried us really to a victory with Michael Kaiser having influenced a game as much as you can possibly influence one in 7 minutes without scoring or getting a rebound. He's unbelievable in press.
That was the key. We're trying to figure out about 5, 6, maybe 7 minutes remaining in the game when you went into the full court pressure, and that really just took it apart from UALR.
It really, our press was as effective as it's been. It's been very good in practice at times. We've gotten away from it for the last couple weeks because it's hurt us in some games. It's when Mike Kaiser's in the game, it's pretty good. Unfortunately, he's not as experienced or as offensively adept as Romario, doesn't bring the leadership and the rebounding ability of J.L. Lewis. So he's continuing to learn how to get minutes, and when he's in, we're pretty good at pressing.
You know, Kadarius is the one that's been leading you a lot of ball games. Did not have a good game tonight, but your other guy stepped up, and that's a sign of a good ball club. When your leading scorer doesn't have a good night, other people step up and take his spot.
Well, you use the word good. I don't know if we're a good ball club, but we're getting better. That is a good sign for sure. And we just talked about it in the locker room that CJ doesn't score, JL doesn't score, Lonnie and Alex both get minutes. Alex gets an open look. Those four don't score. Keon had a very subpar game, and yet you find a way to win. You know, it shows the character. I've liked this group from day one. We're overly talented or overly experienced. I've never made crazy predictions that we're going to win 20 or anything like that. But I have felt like since the first day of practice, with this group, we could stay focused, stay together. This group has character. They have coachability, and we will continue to get better.
I think that's the key word, coachability. A lot of times players have talent, but they're not coachable. But if they are coachable, they can even get better.
No question about it. And I got a great staff, and guys continue to get better. You know, if we have those efforts from those freshmen and Trevor's effort and Romario, because he was pretty good, on a night when Cordarius gets it going again and Brandon gets his mojo going and Keon steps up like the player I know he can be in time, then you got something. We just got to put it all together.
I didn't know if you were going to come out in the second half. Did you tape that talk where you can just use that again?
Oh, my goodness. They wore me out in that first half, Coach. I was very disappointed, as proud as I am of them right now. Our first half effort was probably as bad as it's been this year, and it was really veterans. Very disappointing. You know, all of a sudden we win a couple and we think we're good. I mean, we're so far away from that. At this level, you can't show up and beat anybody worth a dang. Against Northeastern on Tuesday night, if we show up with that effort, our second half effort would have to be just as crazy as it was tonight, even to have a chance. You know, but you can't do that, and that's why we substituted pretty liberally there in the first half, and we found the right combination. Tonight it happened to be Speedy Smith and Raheem Appleby.
I thought that the quickness, not only the feet, but the hands of both Speedy Smith and Raheem Appleby, really a key in that pressure too.
No question about it. Those guys, they have motors. They just play anytime they're between the lines. If we're playing pickup, if we're playing one-on-one, three-on-three, five-on-five, if we're in an offensive drill, a defensive drill, those two dudes are competing balls to the wall. It's what they're made of. That's why we recruited them, and we'll continue to attempt at least to recruit guys like that.
Any question? And I was mentioning this to Jack, and I just thought about it. Appleby from Jacksonville, Arkansas, near Little Rock.
Yeah.
You think his motor was running a little faster tonight than usual, maybe?
No question about it. He was up for this game. Those guys recruited him very hard. It came down to us two schools at the end, and I bet he took about 10 visits. We had one visit. And he was sold on our place. Thank God that he allowed Raheem, and thank Raheem's dad for allowing Raheem to come here and grow in this community, that they put him in our hands. He's going to be a heck of a player.
Seemed like in the first half you settled for a lot of three-pointers. Seemed like the second half you were attacking the goal a little bit more. Was that an adjustment you made at halftime?
That was. We tried to get Keon going strong to his right hand a few times. He missed a couple, but he got to the foul line. We tried to get Speedy getting hard to the paint. You know, we threw it in the post a few times early, and it didn't work out. They were doubling quickly. We bobbled some balls. We missed a couple layups. And I think we lost a little bit of confidence in there outside of going to row a couple more times the rest of the game. Really, the rest of our interior presence was for the rest of the game was our guards getting in there, doing damage, especially getting to the foul line.
Was the fact that you weren't able to go or didn't go inside early in that first half because of the size of Arkansas Little Rock inside?
Yeah, you know, and that's one of my downfall. I never give enough credit to the other team, but Steve Shields is a very good coach, coming off an NCAA tournament appearance. Those guys are extremely tough, extremely physical, very experienced. And, you know, he's got a couple of football-playing type guys out there that are very good defensively. It's why they win every year.
You know, you were talking about the young players. I always just call it ice water in their veins because, you know, they don't realize what pressure is all about.
Yeah, they don't know better, so don't tell them.
Well, congratulations on the victory, and I know I have another home game. I'll tell you, the fans got into it right at the end, and it's good to see. That always helps, doesn't it?
No question about it. I thought the environment was good. They stayed with us, thanks to all that came out to see us. I was really surprised to see our student section continue to multiply. It's fun to watch.
All right, we'll see you on Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Mike White joining us, the head coach of the Bulldogs. Folks.